Masechet Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Behema Gasa Niknes Bimisira. Bahadaka Bahagba, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Barabbi Eliezer. Somebody who is buying a larger size behema would be koina with Masira, which is that the person who is selling it will tell the buyer to grab hold of the behema or to grab hold of the saddle of the behema. And as soon as the lokeach would do that, he would be koina. This kinyan works only in a Rosh Hasharabim or in a chaser that belongs to neither the mocher or the lokeach. And a smaller size behema, you could be koina with hagba by picking up the behema three tvachim. This kinyan works in every reshus. The chachamim oimrim behema daka niknes b'mashicha. The chachamim argues Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Eliezer. They say the way to be koina a smaller size behema is with mashicha, by virtue of the lokeach making the behema move, either by hitting the behema or by calling out to the behema as soon as the behema moves. This would be considered mashicha. Mashicha is not kona in Rishus HaRabim. It's kona only in an alleyway or in the side of Rishus HaRabim. The halacha is not like this Mishnah. The halacha is that both the behema daka and the behema gasa, you could be kona them either with mashicha or hagba. Masechet Kedushin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hei. Nechasim sheyesh lem achrayis. Niknim bekesef uveshtar uvechazok. Property that has achrayis, this is referring to real estate. Real estate is called yesh lehem achrayis because when somebody lends somebody else money and the lover does not have money or property to pay back the malva can collect from property that the lover sold after the date of the loan. He can take them away from the buyers. As opposed to other property the lover sold, the malva cannot collect it from the buyers. So therefore, real estate is called yesh lehem achrayis because the malva is holech acharav. He goes after it when the lover does not have money to pay back his loan. You can acquire real estate with kesef. By giving kesef to the mocher, you would be kona the karka. This is only in a place where there is no minig necessarily to write a star and give it to the lokeach. But in a makam where there is a minig to write a star and give it to the lokeach is not kona until he receives the star from the mocher. You can also acquire real estate with a star. The person would write a star and write, Sadai nesunalach, o Sadai knialach. My field should be nicknamed to you, or my field should be given to you, and he gives this star to the person who is acquiring the karka, and the person would be kona the karka with this star. This is only if he is receiving the karka as a gift. But if the karka is being sold, then you cannot be kona with just the star. You cannot be kona until you give money to the mocher, or with chazaka. You could be kona karka with chazaka by doing some work on the field, such as breaking down an existing fence or putting up a new fence. If you do this in front of the mocher, you are kona. If you do it shelo bifnei hamocher, then you are only kona if the mocher tells you, le chazak ukni, go ahead and do a chazaka. Ushe'en lehem achrayis a niknin ela b'mashicha. But other property, other than real estate, you are only kona with mashicha by pushing the object or by carrying it. Then you are kona the property. Mashicha, you're only kona in an alley or in the side of Rosh Hasharabim, not in Rosh Hasharabim itself. You could also be kona other property with hagba by picking up the object. Three tvachim, you would be kona with hagba. You would be kona even in Rosh Hasharabim. Nechasim she'ein lahem achrayis niknin im nechasim she'esh lahem achrayis bekesef uveshtar uvechazaka. Somebody who is acquiring both real estate and other property, he could be kona the other property with a kinyan on the karka, with kesef, star, or chazaka. By virtue of doing a kinyan on the karka, you would be kona the other property also. Even though normally you cannot be kona property other than karka with kesef, star, or chazaka, in this case, since you are acquiring both the real estate and other property at the same time, if the mocher would tell you, kniyadav karka, you should be kona the metatlum together with the karka. As soon as he tells you this, and you do a kinyan on the karka, either kesef star or chazaka, you would be kona the other property also. The zoka kim nechasin she'ein lam achrayis, as a nechasin she'esh lam achrayis, lishava ale. Somebody who is mechuyev to make a shvua on property other than real estate, for example, he is modeh b'miksas, that somebody was toveh him and tells him that he owes him a certain amount of money, and he denies part of it, and admit the part of it, he would be chayef a shvur. As opposed to if there was a dispute over karka and the person was motive a mixus, he is not chayef a shvur. As we have a klal, you do not make a shvur on karka. Now, if the person has a dispute on karka and also on other property, and the person is motive a mixas, and since he could be mechayev the person a shvua on the other property, at the same time he is making him take a shvua on the other property, he can make him take a shvua on the karka also. This is called a gilgul shvua. Once somebody is mechayev a shvua, he can make him take a shvua on other things that he normally cannot be mechayev him a shvua.